Kamala Harris is basically saying that black people are too stupid to learn a trade or have benefits in anything. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for being with me. I'm sitting there looking at my system here. All right, let's just get right into it because we have so much to share with you this evening. I mean, we have a lot to talk about. The first thing I want to talk about, Karine Jean-Pierre. We can come right out the bat with it. Karine Jean-Pierre, she was asked about Joe Biden knowing and having conversations with Hunter Biden about his dealings, you know, his criminal activity. Joe Biden's been constantly saying that he didn't talk to Hunter Biden about any of it. He doesn't know anything about Hunter Biden's dealings. Nothing. But yet, it's all come out that Joe Biden was getting paid when he was VP. Joe Biden knew. Joe Biden had the sat phone. Y'all know what a sat phone is? Do you know what a sat phone is, Shannon? A satellite phone. If you have a satellite phone, Joe Biden had the number and he was using it. That came out. And to my understanding, was it Comer? I think it was Comer that when they found out about it originally, that he even called the number and Joe Biden answered the phone and hung up.
No, it wasn't Comer, but it was another.
Who was it? It was somebody. Another Republican. Yeah, called the number. Joe Biden hung up. But anyways, let me play this first one with you because, like I said, we have so much to share with you this evening. The press corps, it's like, and let me say this too. Is it, why did it take so long for the press corps to finally realize they were getting duped? Why did it take so long? Why did they go along with all of the lies that the left has been putting out there? I know all the leftists, you know, all the media, they're a bunch of leftists. But now they're starting to ask questions because now they look stupid, too, for going along with it. Listen to this one.
Chairman James Comer today says that the Oversight Committee, has evidence that the president in the past communicated directly with foreign business associates of his son Hunter Biden many times. Curious if the White House and the president still stand behind his comment that he's never been involved and has never even spoken to his son about his.
Now hear that. See, Joe Biden said he never spoke to him about his business. And that's the question here. Did he even speak to him? Right? Because Joe Biden would like for all of us to believe that he had no idea what Hunter was doing. But yet he's still protecting Hunter, I guess, because that's his son. That's his boy. But listen to how she responds to the question, the primary question being Joe Biden even having a conversation with him.
So I've been asked this question a million times. The answer is not going to change. The answer remains the same. The president was never in business with his son. I just don't have anything else to add.
So that's really not the question. The question is what did Joe Biden know about Hunter Biden's criminal activities? What did he know about it? When did he know about it? Did he partake in it at all? Right? She's trying to say that Joe Biden never went into business with Hunter Biden. That's what she's constantly answering that way. So that way it's safe to say that no, Biden never was in business with Hunter Biden. But apparently he was in some kind of business with him because he wouldn't be able to use Joe Biden's name to force a foreign company in a different country to send them millions upon millions of dollars. It would have never happened had he not been working with Joe Biden when he was VP. Look at this one. This is one with Peter Ducey, and this was before, I think it was 2019, if I'm not mistaken. But Peter Ducey, it's almost like he knew that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden with the criminal activity, someone probably was feeding Peter Ducey some information. The only way I can guess this, right? Because he specifically asked Joe Biden, what did he know about Hunter Biden's criminal activities? Well, of course, many people were asking the question. He was asking it too. But it still remains to be seen exactly how much did he know and why is he still hiding it? Listen.
I've never spoken to my son about the drone strike.
And so how do you know?
Let's talk about, here's what I know. I know Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president. You should be asking him the question, why is he on the phone with a foreign leader?
You see this? He's asking, why is he on the phone with a foreign leader? He can care less, right? He can care less about the question, and he's only doing this because he wants to deflect from the question Peter Ducey was asking him. How much information did he know? What did he know about Hunter Biden's criminal activities? So he deflects and points at President Trump. You can get off the screen. He deflects and points at President Trump. And then he turns around to the media and tells all the media, y'all need to look at Trump. Trump is doing criminal stuff. He's doing all this criminal stuff. He's doing all this criminal stuff. And of course, the media being the way they are, the government state media, they automatically go to looking at President Trump. You remember even the way they did with the whole fake dossier?
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Remember all of that was fake? And even after they found out that it was all fake, they still ran with the story. They still pushed the story as if it was true. When they knew for a fact that it wasn't true. But they didn't care. They still ran with the story because they wanted to get President Trump. They wanted to attack him. Why was President Trump even on their radar to begin with? President Trump was on their radar to begin with because he beat out Hillary Rotten Clinton. Because he beat her out, they wanted revenge. Here it is, President Trump, white man, coming and beating this woman out. They wanted revenge. They still hate him. They still want revenge. You know what it makes me think about? And we're going to get into it later on. It makes me think about how the Democrats were upset with the Republicans after this first Civil War, and they wanted revenge against the Republicans. So that's why the Democrats took out Abe Lincoln, because they released their property. The Democrats are just as mad today. They're still angry because the Republicans released their property. They didn't want to let their property go. The Democrats wanted to keep their property. The Democrats didn't want to pay taxes on their property. The Democrats refused to let their property go. And that's why they created this hooded clan. They created this hooded clan to go and try to intimidate the property that they lost. You know what I'm talking about? Talking about property, the same thing that was happening during that time when they were bringing people into the country to do free labor for the Democrats are wanting the exact same thing. But instead of this time, they are coercing the people to make that journey to the border, to the United States of America. So then that way they can just automatically put them into this trade, right? They're automatically just doing it. And now they're upset with Governor Abbott. Someone please help me understand this. You have borders where men and women and children are crossing the border and are dying every single day. I've been down to the border multiple times and I've seen the carnage, basically, and all the trash and everything that they have there. I've seen people come across the border like they're being coerced. And then you have Governor Abbott come along and say, well, look, we've got to stop this because the federal government's not doing their job by preventing these people from coming into our country. Terrorists are coming into the country. The drug cartels coming into the country. They're doing sex trafficking on the southern border coming into the country. And of course, if you've seen Sounds of Freedom, the Democrats hate that movie. The Democrats wish that movie would never existed. The Democrats call it propaganda, even though it's based off a true story. The Democrats were not denying it when they were talking about it on Capitol Hill years and years and years ago. They weren't denying it then, but now they know it's the truth. It's actual history. They want to deny it, that it's actually even valid, that it even happened. And they're trying to make it a connection with this whole particular group that I won't say, because it had nothing to do with it. It just means this particular group was talking about what they're doing with children. And of course, the left, they don't want you talking about it. Listen to Karine Jean-Pierre as she's asked one of these questions about Abbott. where Abbott is, she's saying that Abbott is the one creating the chaos. How was Abbott creating the chaos? Please help me understand.
And the only person, the one person that is sowing chaos is Governor Abbott. That's what he continues to do, political stunts in an inhumane way. He's actively undermining our border enforcement plan, which, again, has the lowest level of unlawful border crossings in over 2 years.
That is a blatant lie.
Wow.
That is a blatant lie.
Aren't causing chaos. The flood of illegals aren't causing chaos. The Democrat Party allowing this to happen isn't creating chaos. She's talking about the one person that's trying to protect our borders is the one that's creating
the
chaos.
Totally crazy. The one person who is preventing the drug cartel, the terrorists, or at least trying to prevent them from coming into our country, that's the one causing the chaos. But you know what? I want y'all to listen, because the chaos she's talking about is the chaos for the agenda that they're pushing. You understand what I'm telling you? See, Governor Abbott is putting a monkey wrench into their whole plan. So now they're saying that he is the one causing disruption, because they want open borders. They want the chaos to come in. They want us to look like Europe. They want us to look just like how it is happening in France right now with the illegals that are there tearing the country up. They want the same thing here.
He's making this more difficult. And so he's not operating in good faith here. That's my answer.
He's making it more difficult. Who's he making it more difficult for, Shannon?
The illegals.
But she's saying he's making it more difficult. Making it difficult for the cartel? He's making it difficult for the NGOs? I mean, who else is he making it difficult for? If the federal government is not doing their job by protecting American people on our borders all across the country, it is up to the governors of every state that is a border state. And now every state in the country has become a border state because of what's happening. But it's up to the governor to defend the people within inside of his state, because the federal government is not doing it. What were you going to say?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny because even New York City now said that their cup overflows now. There is no more room for illegals in New York. And that goes for Chicago. We know we've seen, you know, city council meetings now where people are saying, don't bring them here anymore. The only state saying bring them here is, well, Gavin Newsom says that he's for open borders. But, you know, as soon as Abbott sends him to California, he starts crying, too. Our border cities, towns are overrun.
Yes, they are. Well,
there was a story about one person on the border. They have a ranch on the border, and where they're now having to take care of people because they're coming and just falling out on their property, or like gunfights are happening on their property. And I'm just sitting here going, it's chaotic down there. They don't talk about it. Them ignoring it is creating the chaos at the border. They're even cutting the fence that Abbott's putting up to let people in. They're opening up gates.
Yes.
That would otherwise be locked closed.
There's actually a video of the Border Patrol agent cutting the barbed wire so the illegals can come into the country, making a pathway for them. Just come on in. Come on in. We're being invaded. Can we just call it for what it is? We are literally being invaded. Listen to this one on Face the Nation, where this is a total commie leftist liberal, right? Listen to what she says about the southern border.
But the administration says that in 1 week alone, agents reported dozens of migrants with injuries, including those broken limbs you referenced, and drownings, including several children under the age of one. Should those buoys be removed now?
You hear this? Should the buoys be removed now? Like as if there weren't children drowning on the river, women drowning already.
You know what? I was going to say that.
You know, because they're saying, she's suggesting that you have to remove these buoys so that they don't drown. But they were already drowning.
Exactly.
There's been pictures and videos of bodies floating up in the river, and they're acting like that didn't happen at all.
Yeah, now that Gavin, or I'm sorry, that Abbott has put up these buoys in very few areas. They're not even all along the water. They're complaining now about people being drowned in the river. Before, they could care less, right? We don't care about people drowning. We're not going to report on it. But now that we can talk bad about Republican, now we're going to bring it up. And yes. We're going to blame it on these buoys that they've been putting in there, even though it's been happening before the buoys were even there.
Exactly.
Totally ridiculous.
Listen to his response.
I don't think the buoys are the problem. Honestly, Margaret, this has been happening every single week. We've seen people drown. Last year, there were hundreds of migrants that are drowning. I'm glad it's getting some attention. I'd much rather see the attention get focused on something else. The reality is the buoy is only a very small little portion of the river. So it continues to have these other obstacles. I am concerned, though, that, you know, I've seen reports that the DPS troopers, over a dozen, have filed complaints about what is happening.
You know what they're more concerned about? They're more concerned that the buoys will work. Did you know that? They're not concerned about these people coming across the southern border and they're losing their lives and the little girls are getting raped and the little boys are getting raped. They're not concerned about any of that. They're not concerned about these rape trees that they have down there where they take the little kids and they show and they point at the tree and they show the panties and the underwears in the tree before they brutally abuse these children. They don't report on that. They don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about all the trash on the southern border. They don't want to talk about all of the people that are coming across because of the daggum NGOs, because it is a United Nations agenda to take down this country. They don't want to talk about any of that. They want to talk about somebody like Abbott doing what they are not doing by protecting American people. And again, the only reason why they're upset, because if they see that these buoys could actually work. Why do you think they stopped the construction on the border wall? They never completed it. They stopped it. The funding is already there. There's no excuse about that. They can't come and say that when we don't have the funding. The funding was there when President Trump was in office. They stopped it. Joe Biden did an executive order on day one to stop the construction of the southern wall because they want the trafficking of children. They want the trafficking of drugs. They want the chaos into the country. Their own actions say it. Listen, Governor Abbott actually responded to all of their complaining and crying about him protecting the people here in the state of Texas.
It is in the public interest for the state of Texas to be safeguarding and securing our border from people entering the United States illegally. For another, we believe that statute does not apply in any way because what the state of Texas is doing through those buoys is not in violation of that statute.
So where are they going to go to court here when they file suit? What happens? Are you going to have a judge down in Texas on the federal level?
Yeah, so Brett, a lawsuit was filed a few hours ago in a federal court in the state of Texas. We will litigate it initially in a federal district court in the state of Texas. If we lose there, we will be going to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals and eventually all the way to the United States Supreme Court, because Texas is defending its sovereignty and its constitutional right to secure the border of our state and our country.
And that's what he's supposed to do. As governor, I expect him to do that because the federal government's not going to do it. The federal government can care less. If the federal government actually cared about the people in the country, we wouldn't have it open borders right now. And again, they're upset because Governor Abbott is throwing a monkey wrench in their plan. He's putting up something that is actually working. I'm like, oh my goodness. And the buoy, to my understanding, is mainly just a deterrent. And it's not even all up and down the Rio Grande. It's just in certain sections on the border where it's high traffic. And guess what? Ever since he put those buoys up, apparently the traffic has been coming down a lot. So these evil people on the left, they're not making their little one quota. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? The little ones. They want the little ones to come in because there's a certain quota that these evil people are trying to meet. They're coercing, they're convincing people to make that track. You understand that? They're talking about other humans. We're talking about human beings that they coerce them through the NGOs to come to the United States of America. Why don't they just, you know what they should be doing? The federal government saying, oh, we see what you did here with these buoys. Not only are we going to support you, but we're going to send you more buoys. They don't do that. They should say, you know what? We're going to put buoys all along the border. And if someone wants to come into the country, they're coming through the front door. That's the way it's supposed to be. But see, when you have globalists, in this position, they don't want people come through the front door. They don't want any borders at all. They don't want the United States of America to be a sovereign nation. Listen to this one where Karine Jean-Pierre responds to Governor Abbott saying, see you in court. Listen to this.
On Texas, Governor Abbott has now responded to the administration, responded to the Department of Justice's letter saying, Texas will see you in court, Mr. President. Your response, and can you give us a sense of what comes next here, how quickly this may play out?
So I'm going to let the Department of Justice speak to this. They've been very clear last week that they are that they also will see Governor Abbott in court for his unlawful actions. We've been very clear about that.
So, see, this is why I have a major problem. The DOJ, they're going to go after Governor Abbott because they're saying for his unlawful actions. What about all the unlawful actions of the Biden crime family? I mean, oh, there you go. Bringing that up. They're not doing their jobs. So how are you going to go after one person for trying to protect Americans, but you don't go after the other person that's possibly going to take us into World War III? You go after one person that's trying to do something, anything to protect the people in his state when the federal government refuses to. You're going after them, saying that they're doing unlawful activity. When did it become unlawful to protect and defend the American people? Someone please help me understand that. I'm trying not to go off here, but I'm trying. But listen to that. Let me repeat that again. When did it become unlawful to defend and protect the American people? And you're an American citizen. Now, I can understand if you're outside the country, you hate America. You know, of course, you're not going to defend America. But if you're a governor, if you're a politician, if you're sitting in the White House, when did it become unlawful? Why is the DOJ wanting to go after a governor that's defending the people in the state? When did it become unlawful, people? Because he's doing the job of the federal government? Because the federal government's not doing it. And if DOJ going after Abbott, saying we'll see you in court, like they're angry because he's defending the American people, give me a break.
And we have also said that, when we move forward with a plan, right, a plan of deterrence, diplomacy, and also enforcement with how we were going to move forward after Title 42 was lifted, we actually saw the numbers go down. We actually saw the president's plan working. And what you see the governor doing is dangerous and unlawful, and it's actually hurting the process. It's hurting the process of what we're trying to do.
You see this? That's exactly my point. She's saying what Governor Abbott is doing is hurting the process of what they're trying to do. Did y'all hear what she just said? She's not even, she's saying the quiet part out loud. Hold on. I don't think some of y'all heard it. She's actually saying the quiet part out loud. Like Governor Abbott, he's literally getting in the way of our agenda for tearing down the United States of America. You can't make it up.
When we move forward with a plan, right, a plan of deterrence, diplomacy, and also enforcement with how we were going to move forward after Title 42 was lifted, we actually saw the numbers go down. We actually saw the president's plan working. And what you see the governor doing is dangerous and unlawful, and it's actually hurting the process. It's hurting the process of what we're trying to do. And instead of wanting to, or undermining, I should say, instead of coming to the table and trying to figure out a way to work together, he continues to...
Wait a minute. So when Governor Abbott comes to the table and said, we need to defend the American people, and they blatantly say no, what is he supposed to do? Someone answer this question for me. What is he supposed to do? Is he supposed to just say, okay, I'll just throw my hands up and allow whatever terrorists want to come in and destroy us, just let them come in? I mean, is that what he's supposed to do? If they were really concerned about the southern border and protecting the American people, then Kamala Harris would have never gone down to Florida. She would have been at the border. But she went down to Florida because she wanted to talk about culture wars. That's the reason why she's down in Florida. She's not down there because she wants to help people out. She wants to talk about wokeism. That's the only reason why she's in Florida. She has yet to go down to the southern border on the United States of America side and address the issue. And she's supposed to be the stinking border czar.
To do this really cruel, unjust, inhumane ways of moving forward with a system that has been broken for decades.
So the system's been broken for decades. So when President Trump was in office and he had, what, like 90% of it under control, where the drug cartel was highly upset with President Trump. They still hate him, but they despise President Trump because he was preventing them from the trafficking of children. He was preventing them from the trafficking of drugs the way it is now. You notice the media really hadn't even been talking about fentanyl lately, as if fentanyl is still not coming into the country. Fentanyl is so bad in the country, people putting videos out there, and I don't know how true it is, but it would not surprise me, would not pass me. I saw a video where someone took a dollar bill and they said they showed a video of a dollar bill under the windshield wiper, and they're saying that they're lacing dollars with fentanyl because as soon as you come in contact with it, a lot of times it can put you in the hospital. It can take you out. Police officers just handling it, being around it, smelling it, end up having to get those shots in the chest because of it. This is how bad it is. And the Biden regime, they're still not doing anything to prevent it. We all know where the fentanyl is coming from.
China.
Right? We all know where it's coming from. But yet, the Biden regime is trying to act like, well, we need to get along with
China.
We need to work with
China
because
China
is doing a great deal.
China.
It's really crazy. It really is. Put the comments on the screen for me. I want to look at this. Look at this real quick, because here it is, the year 2023. And I have to remind people that year 2023. And I'm talking about the most crazy things ever, where we have the federal government actually doing this stupidity, doing this stupid stuff. And it's not supposed to be this way. It's supposed to be the opposite of this. Right? It's supposed to be the opposite of this. Let me see. Mona says, vomit. I added that part. What are you doing in the basement? Enjoying the show here when we the people are suffering. You know what? That's exactly what he said. If he could control someone and he could just sit in the basement somewhere and have them say whatever it is they want to say, he'll be happy with that. And that's exactly what is happening right now. That's exactly what's happening right now.
MWP posted, our world is on fire. Prepare for the return of our Lord. You know what? You and I were talking about this, gosh, every day this weekend, I think. We just talk about how crazy the world is. And there's no escape from it. It's hitting every single part of our lives for such a long period of time. And it's like we're numb. I don't want to say we're numb to it because people are stressed out. And you know what? I was talking to a friend this weekend and I told her, I said, man, my church has been on fire this weekend and last weekend. Like they're just, you know, doing these altar calls and the church was full. And she said, you know what? She said, I was sitting next to my son and I said, wow, aren't there a lot more people here in church this weekend? And I said, people are starving, right? We are starving for stability, for answers, for hope, right? And I think we're seeing it.
You think we're seeing it? A lot of people think we're seeing it. I've been talking about the days that we're in for years. And I'm about to tell y'all something really quick. My producer, she used to get, I've known her for a few years now. And when I would have the conversations with her when I first met her years ago.
I didn't give you permission to talk about me.
She used to get kind of like, stop talking about the last days. And I kept telling her, it's going to get crazy. It's going to get crazy. And now you can't turn on the television. You can't pick up a cell phone. You can't turn on the computer. You can't even go down to the store without you seeing it. Mandatory Carry, thank you so much for that Rumble rant. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that. Get the Rumble. Let's Rumble. Let's Rumble. Okay, let me play this first one for you. And the reason why I didn't play this, you know, want to play some of these on Facebook and YouTube, because they really kind of defend or per se protect Kamala Harris. But let me show you, let me share something with you. This is something that Kamala Harris was actually saying, if I can go to it here. Split screen. Watch this. Now, I'm pretty sure everyone's already seen this, but I'm going to give you my take on it. Right? Listen to what she says. And of course, she wants Black people to remain victims and to be victims. You can't make it up. Watch.
High schoolers may be taught that
clock.
Victims of violence, of massacres, were also perpetrators. They insult us in an attempt to gaslight us. And we will not have it. And we will not have it. Instead, they dare to push propaganda to...
Now listen to this part right here, everybody. Now, she has her nerves. I mean... How many times have y'all heard me say that, you know, I do that. I say, okay, look what the Republicans are doing, right? When everybody, the entire world see that the Democrats are doing it. And so we know it's true that it's actually happening. Like the propaganda, pushing propaganda, trying to get everyone to believe everything, 1984. But then the Democrats, because everyone is looking at the Democrats doing it, right? Everyone's looking over here at the Democrats doing it. But then the Democrats are, oh, wait a minute, everybody's looking at us. And they go, look at what the Republicans doing, everybody. And they say everything that they are doing, and they say the Republicans are doing it. So stupid people go, oh, yeah, that's what the Republicans are doing, when they actually see the Democrats doing it. They actually see the Democrats doing it. This is how Satan is manipulating people on such a large scale. Y'all understand what I'm telling you? Y'all ever... Let me play this, and I want to tell y'all something real quick.
They dare to push propaganda to our children. This is the United States of America. We're not supposed to do that.
We're not supposed to do that. We're United States of America. Well, stop doing it. Stop doing it. Have y'all ever seen, and I brought this up, you know, maybe 6 months, probably a year ago. The movies Left Behind. Y'all seen the Left Behind series? There's this one particular scene, and I always use this analogy because it's the exact same thing that we're seeing in our world today. There's a particular scene where the Antichrist is walking around the round table of the world leaders, and he's talking to them, and there's a couple guys in there upset because they did all of this shady stuff to help out the Antichrist, not knowing that it's the Antichrist. Well, the Antichrist calls them out on it in front of them because they want control. They want to be the ones in power, and the Antichrist is not having it. While he's walking around the table, Kirk Cameron's in there, and Kirk Cameron's not saying anything. He's just like looking at everybody. The Antichrist goes over to one of the security guards, takes his sidearm, and he kills the two guys that want to be in power, want to be in control. Soon as he's done killing them, he walks around the table, and everyone is just like looking, oh my goodness, is he going to do something? He walks over to Kirk Cameron, and he goes something else, and then he goes back over there, he throws the gun down, and then says, oh my goodness, they were arguing, they tried to harm me, and one of them shot himself, and the next one shot this one, and oh my goodness. And Kirk Cameron is just sitting there looking like, that's not how it happened. That's not how it happened. It's the exact same thing happening in our world today. Y'all understand that? The exact same thing. The Satan is manipulating people on that scale. So, and you see the truth, they hear the truth, but yet they still believe the lie. This is what's happening right now. So then next thing you know, the lights come on in there, and other police officers rush in there, and all the people sitting around the table. He described it and said, oh my goodness, they tried to kill him. I forget the guy's name that played, you know, what they was calling him, Eli, I think something like that. They said they tried to harm him. Oh, it was so terrible. They tried to hurt him. They tried to kill him. When he's the one that killed him. Exact same thing that we're seeing today. And Kamala Harris, straight up lying. Joe Biden, straight up lying. Nancy Pelosi, straight up lying. Talking about straight up lying. There's one that I want to share with you, and I wasn't even putting it on the list. I didn't even put it in my list here, but there's one I want to share with you here, if I can find it. Yep, here it is right here. Put this on the screen if we can. Yeah, put this on the screen. Split screen it for me. Split screen. Okay. Listen to what she's saying here, because it's just like I just said, it's blatant lies. And then I'm going to get back to this real heated topic here. Watch.
I was very careful about bringing any impeachment forward. But when the president made that phone call in terms of Ukraine, there was no choice. We had no choice. He must be impeached.
You see that? So this is the same phone call that President Trump made with the president of Ukraine at the time, which nothing was wrong with the phone call. Adam Pincelneck Schiff got the transcript. He literally lied about what's in the transcript. They called him out on it.
He did a parody.
He said, since you caught me, I was just doing a parody. He was lying. That's why today he will go down in his legacy as a straight up liar. He's censored him. Yeah. He's a straight up liar. He will always go down in history as a liar. 100%. Okay, we're going to run out of time here. Let me get to this one because they're upset about the state of Florida. And the state of Florida, now it's not just the state of Florida, but they're targeting the state of Florida because they want to take the state of Florida away from the Republicans. They see the state of Florida can be a deciding factor besides them cheating. But they can see Florida being a deciding factor. So they're trying to do everything they can to discredit the Republicans in the state. And it's the same thing like Kamala Harris sitting there saying that the state of Florida don't want you to learn about Black history, which is a total lie. They always leave out key detail about exactly what is happening. The whole thing that you remember, just like when they were saying, don't say gay bill. Nowhere in the bill did it say anything about saying you can't say gay. So they did videos saying gay. You know, gay old time. It used to be on the Flintstones, gay old time. So they call it the don't say gay bill to deceive the people. Same thing here. This is not saying that Black people, you know, they're saying Black people benefited from slavery. That's what they're saying, suggesting that Republicans are saying, when in actuality, Black people did. If we want to get down to the grassroots of it, Black people actually did benefit. How did they benefit? Because they learned something. They learned a trait to where white people didn't learn it, didn't know it. Because right after slavery, guess what happened? When the Democrats lost the war, and I talked about this earlier, when the Democrats lost the Civil War, the slave masters said, you're all free. But the slave masters didn't know how to work the field. The slave masters didn't know how to do the cotton. The Democrat slave masters didn't know how to do the wheat. They didn't know how to do anything. All they knew, all the racist, lazy Democrats, all they knew to do is to be mean and hateful and be lazy. That's all that they knew. But when Black people were free and they said they had to let them go because they lost the war, they lost their property, Black people stayed on the plantation because they didn't know where to go. Of course, there was a few that did go. But by and large, they stayed and they worked the fields. They worked the land because they knew how to do it. So was it a nice way to learn a trade? Absolutely not. No one wants to be enslaved by Democrats. Democrats are still upset because they lost their slaves. But listen to Anna Navarro, as she's highly upset because they want to change history. They don't want you to know the actual history.
I live in Florida. Uh-huh. I have been spitting mad about the culture wars that Ron DeSantis has been creating. So when he says that he has nothing to do with it, that's... And why is it... Because he's passed legislation. He's appointed a bunch of lackeys and minions to put that legislation into effect. He has created the environment that has led to this. What they say is that the updated standards now say that enslaved people developed skills that could be applied for their personal benefit. Slavery was the darkest moment of American history.
Can we? Okay, so again, you know what they always leave out? It was one of the darkest times in American history, but it was all because of the Democrat Party, and there was no switch. How many of y'all think it was a switch? Was there a switch or was there not a switch? And I've constantly said it, and I'm going to continue repeating it. And there's a lot of people on Twitter hate me saying this. There was no switch. The only thing switched were the tactics of the Democrat Party. Anyone disagree with me? Tell me in the comments saying, yes, Will, there was a switch. There was a switch. There was no switch.
Our biggest shame. People got torn from their homelands. Men, women, newborns put in the bowels of ships, shackled, made to row from Africa to America, then brought here and sold off like chattel, separated from their children, beat, whipped, worked to death, raped. How dare you? Shame on you, people in Florida. How dare you try to whitewash slavery? And to the commissioner of—
It's not even whitewashing slavery. No one is wanting the history to go away except for the Democrat Party. Who did the slavery? You notice they always leave that information out. Who was enslaving black people? They leave that key point, key little detail out. They always leave that out. Who was doing it? Come on, be honest. Who was doing it? It wasn't Republicans. To give you a hint, it wasn't Republicans. The Republican Party was created so black people can have representation. So why in the hell would they turn around and start enslaving black people? That doesn't make any sense. We freed them, but now we're going to enslave them. How ignorant is that? And you got a whole bunch of ignorant people believing it. And then they turn around and say, well, it was in the 1955, 1960, around that time, you know, LBJ, the same LBJ that said he have every N-word voting Democrat within 200 years. And one of the biggest mistakes Martin Luther King ever made was working with these Democrats, because they realized with him, they can control. And they've been doing it ever since. They actually got black people to start supporting the Democrat Party within 60 years instead of 200.
Of education in Florida, Manny Diaz, a Cuban American. That is like saying that there's a redeeming quality to Cuban political prisoners under Castro.
Yeah.
When you don't have freedom, you don't have anything. And for this man, Ron DeSantis, who's apparently his only skill that he has acquired, is lying and creating culture wars that he thinks are going to make him president. They're not, buddy. That's why you're 30 points down.
Well, and Anna hits it on the head.
She's mad. Put it back on the screen real quick.
Let me just say something.
Yeah, put Anna it on the screen Navarro, she's mad. Look at her. She's mad.
Anna Navarro is very ignorant about what is happening here. First of all, Ron DeSantis had nothing to do with writing the curriculum. You want to know who did have something to do with writing the curriculum?
Tell us.
There are some African American or black people, successful black people. One's a lawyer, very prestigious people that helped write that black history curriculum. It wasn't white people alone. It was in conjunction with them. And one of the writers of the curriculum, he said he was a descendant of slaves, and he said his great-grandfather actually was a slave and was released after slavery ended. And he did have a trade, because when he was in slavery, he learned how to do something. So he carried that trade over in order to create a life for him and his family. He said, and because of that, I benefited from it. He said, so when I wrote that curriculum, it was absolutely 100% correct. It was accurate. It was history. And for me to take it out of there would not be accurate. He said, it is the Democrats that want to hide the true history and the truth about what is happening and has happened.
Well, can we say hello to CRT? Can we say hello to CRT? Look, that's exactly what CRT was all about. CRT was the whole mechanism of CRT was to prevent black people from knowing the truth and to tell white people that you are oppressing white black people, and you're still the oppressors. You're still the oppressors. That's what CRT was about. And then this whole thing about CRT started making headway because they saw in what I think it was Virginia, where a lot of people say, no, we don't want CRT. We don't want this craziness pushed onto our kids. They were losing seats. So then they did get rid of CRT. You know what they did? They repackaged it the same way they did the student loan. They repackaged it, changed it up so people would stop talking about it so they don't realize that their children are being indoctrinated.
That's because it's a tyrannical government. They're going to do what they want to do regardless of what the people want, period.
Yeah, 100%. Listen to this one because this is the one where, is this the right one? CNN. Oh, CNN. This is amazing to me. Split screen here. This is a Faulkner and on the five, I believe, in, or not the five, but the outnumbered, where they're on here and they're talking. They're going to show a clip where even on the Communist News Network, CNN, they're disagreeing with Kamala Harris. I'm like, what?
This is a completely made up deal. I looked at the standards. I even looked at an analysis of the standards. In every instance where the word slavery or slave was used, I even read the statement of the African-American scholars that wrote the standards, not Rhonda.
See, that's what you just said, Shannon. Not it was he called they're just black people. OK, they're just black people. But
scholars.
But they're black scholars. Yeah. Right. That wrote this. He's actually calling them out, but they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. They just want to say it's Ron DeSantis. Listen, he even says it's not even Ron DeSantis.
That wrote the standards, not Ron DeSantis, but the scholars. Everybody involved in this says this is completely a fabricated issue. And yet, look how quickly Kamala Harris jumped on it. So the fact that this is her best moment, a fabricated matter, is pretty ridiculous.
Now, I wish, leave it, wait a minute, go back, split screen it.
You wish you had a clip
from I wish I could see her response to that. Because what he just said was truthful, right? This is on the Communist News Network. I love to see the response because they always bring a black ignorant woman on the Communist News Network and same thing on MSSTD. And they always constantly bring a black person on there that is completely the slave victim mentality to fit their narrative. Let me show you this one from the government state media. This one's about the government state media, where they are, of course, they're all going along with Kamala Harris. And Shannon, do you not like cornbread?
Ooh, I love cornbread.
You like cornbread? But you're,
I love it.
But
you ain't black.
I mean, you sure you like cornbread? How many of y'all like cornbread? If you're not.
People of color.
Do y'all like cornbread? How many of y'all like cornbread? I like cornbread too, but I didn't know, you know, cornbread would entice black people. Or, you know, be part of a prerequisite of hold a job and say, oh, we're going to give you some free housing and some cornbread.
This next clip is a total example of gaslighting.
Yes. Watch this gaslighting. Yeah. 100%.
Free housing, permanent employment, and all you can eat cornbread. Board of Education in Florida wants you to see that job description and think, you know, maybe slavery wasn't so bad.
Maybe slavery wasn't so bad. No one is saying that. No one is saying slavery is so bad. And then, of course, they got to bring it all into the women's realm, right? Now, okay, since we're not getting on slavery, let's bring women into it. When did the left start caring about women? Oh, they act like they care about women when it comes to aborting your child, or they don't care about women when it's time for a transgender, someone's wanting to be a woman, they kick the women to the curb. But listen to what they say about women here.
If you're going to say there were benefits to slavery, then you're going to say there were benefits to women being property and subject to abuse.
I mean, who's talking about having women as property?
You know what?
And subject to abuse. I mean, no, seriously, it's a legit question. Who's actually calling for that?
Democrats.
I mean, 100%. What?
But here's the thing. They're such liars and drama queens, right? Like, they're so like, let me tell you how dramatic this is. They take one line. They don't even take it in context. They say that Republicans do it. But here's a clear example, again, of how they are actually doing it.
Zach, drama queens. You know what? They did the same thing when it came to peanut butter and jelly. They said it's racist if you eat peanut
totally
butter and
did.
Jelly.
You're
because
right.
Peanut butter and jelly is blacker folks' food. I mean, that's how they think.
How it's racist is that, right?
Strawberry pop, chicken, cornbread, collard greens, which chitlins, which I know more white people eat chitlins than black people. So, I mean, it's just the stereotypes, and all of this comes from the left. Just like the phrase monkeying around. Don't be monkeying around. As soon as you say the word monkey, what do the left, what do those on the left do? What do they do? As soon as you say monkeying around, oh, you must be talking about somebody black. How dare you? You're so racist. No one's talking about anybody black. You did it. They do that.
And subject to home enslavement.
It is not only insulting, it is humiliating.
This is the game that they have been playing, trying to both sides, racism and white supremacy, trying to unname it, and then trying to indoctrinate our children.
From morning to night, they picked up on that narrative.
Yeah, from morning to night.
From morning to night. And day after day after day after day.
Drama, gaslighting, yes, media.
It's crazy. So I think this next one, this young lady here, she actually describes some of what's in the curriculum. And I want to play that for you right now. Let's go to it.
Right. And you absolutely quoted the curriculum correctly on this idea of slaves getting skills during that period that they used later. That is in the curriculum. It absolutely is. But it's much more than that. And I didn't read all 260 pages of this, but I did read some of it. And let me just give you an example of what's possibly more even-handed here. There's an entire study module that's entitled Resiliency, Contributions, and Influence of African Americans from the Colonial Era through the Westward Expansion. Look, this curriculum is more than one talking point, all right? There's a whole lot more going on here. And I feel like we've got to tell the story from various points of view. If you've studied history at all, you know it's complicated. You know it's nuanced. You have to tell everybody's point of view and make it clear that there was a lot going on. It's not just one story, one meme. There's more to it than that.
And you know what else that they don't ever talk about? And many of y'all probably heard me bring this up before, and I talked about it on my LFA show, Live from America, LFA TV, exclusively on Rumble. So during the time of slavery, and I asked this question when I did my broadcast, and I'm going to ask everyone here, and I'm looking in the comments, and I see a whole bunch of people say, I love cornbread. I like cornbread too. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. But I'm looking in the comments right now. Okay? I'm looking in the comments. And I'm going to ask you this same question that I was asking people on my LFA. During slavery, and I encourage all of you, if you ever in a position, you're out somewhere and you're talking to some stupid people, ask them this question. During slavery, when the Underground Railroad was taking place, who owned the deeds to the homes of the Underground Railroad? Because it's not a train underground on railroad tracks. You get that, right? These were homes where white people were protecting and hiding black people in their basements or wherever they could on their property. So again, I asked the question, who owned the home to the deeds for the Underground Railroad? And then some of them will go, you know, they want to change the subject. They don't want to talk about it anymore. And they go, well, it's just white people. And I was okay. So now that we got it narrowed down to white people, because we knew black people didn't own any homes. What group of white people? Because we know that the Democrats wanted to enslave black people. So, you know, most definitely they're not going to help out with the Underground Railroad. So let's narrow it down. It was white Republicans. They come unglued every single time. Be warning. I'm telling you, it's the truth. Because, see, a lot of people don't think about it like that. And, of course, they leave that tidbit information out. It was white Republicans that was doing the Underground Railroad. The parties never switch, people. It never switch. And as soon as you bring that up to them, that's when they go, oh, well, it switched. Now the party switch. Now the party switch. And I ask the question, well, did it switch before or after Martin Luther King? When did it switch? The parties never switch. They just realized how they could manipulate black people, and they started manipulating black people by using and manipulating Martin Luther King, because he went and sat down with him and talking to him. And LBJ said, I'm going to have these N-words voting Democrat within 200 years, and did it within 60. Did it within 60. Someone says, what's your job? 250 pages, you get paid. So sad. What losers? Not sure what that's pertaining to. Maybe that's what in the video, because she did say it was like 200 pages in that curriculum. Let me play something else for you, because, you know, they're constantly talking about how the racism in America and how black people are constantly being killed by police officers. Right. All this is connected. Right. Listen to the numbers that Larry Elders is telling everybody here, because, see, this is more information that those on the left refuse to share.
There's a website called policemag.com, and they ask people who are self-described as very liberal, how many unarmed black men did the police kill in 2019? Half of them thought the police killed 1,000. 8% thought they killed 10,000. Mm-hmm. And then people who were self-described as liberal, 39% of them thought the police killed 1,000 unarmed black men in 2019. Mm-hmm. And 5% thought they killed 10,000. The answer was 12, according to the Washington Post database.
Yeah,
that's how deluded people are between what's really going on, what they think is going on. In fact, the police kill more unarmed whites every year than they kill unarmed blacks. I bet most people in this audience could probably not name an unarmed white person. Mm-hmm. Because media doesn't give a rip. There's a...
Yeah. You can't name one. Right? We can't name one. And it's happening. But again, the government state media, they don't ever allow anyone to see that information because they purposely want black people to react. I've had black people go, they're killing us. They're killing us. They're killing us. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. They're killing us. All right. Do we have time for this other one? Do we have time for this one? I want to share this one. I want to share this real quick, if I can. I think I can do this. Okay. I think I can do it. I'm going to try to squeeze this out here. I just want to see if I can squeeze this in here real quick, if I can. All right, I'm just going to do it like this. I think this will work. Almost. Because I want y'all to see this. Can you drag that down for me? Drag it down. Yep, keep going. Yep, that's good right there. Oh, too much. Drag it back up. Yep, right there. Right there. Yep, good. Right, perfect. Perfect. Okay, split screen it. Hurry up. Because we're going to run out of time here. Now, while they're... Can I just play it? And then we'll talk. Listen.
If you're cis, I want you to message the trans person in your life and ask them, what is one thing that you can do to lighten their load this week? Whether that be grocery shopping, folding laundry, doing dishes, ask the trans people in your life if there's a task or something that you can offer them to help with the burden that we're carrying. Because we're
okay, enough of it. This, I mean, look how stupid that is. So basically, they want you to go out your way and find someone who's, it's not, they call it mentally unstable, but I say possessed by a demonic spirit. If I'm gonna deal with these people like this in a demonic spirit, I'm gonna pray over them. And they probably start screaming. Their head probably starts spinning around, convulsions, everything else. Yeah, have y'all seen the movie Exorcist? Have y'all seen that? I never watched the first one. It's pretty wild. Let me play one more for you before we get out of here. I got one last one for you. I played this on my LFA too, and this is a warning to everybody who haven't seen this video. This little boy, the caption of this says, this is social media for you. This child is being mauled by these dogs. And instead of the parents doing anything, they just let it happen and they record it. Watch this full screen.
Stop it!
Where you go? Why you leave it? Bring it back. That's, you know what? That's, laughter is such a good thing. I ended my LFA broadcast with this one. I wanted to end this one off with it too. So, but hey, everybody, thank you so much for being with me. Please do me a favor. Go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com. Check out my t-shirts. This is one I have on there. My t-shirts. And also go to uniteamericafirst.com and click on conservative shop. Check out some of the sponsors for my thing, for my website. I'm telling you, I only put stuff on there that's geared towards America. Thank you, everybody, for being with us. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.